very difficult to tell, but let me indicate that the brouhaha was more about the procedure, the processes that the government of the day then took to, as it were, bring them into the country. And indeed, last year, Parliament of Ghana finally looked at the issue and granted them stay in the country. So it has more rather to do with the processes and the procedures rather than them posing a security threat to the country or not. But as we speak, there is no shred of proof to suggest that their stay in Ghana poses any sort of either minor or security or major security threat to any Ghanaian in any part of the country, okay? And this was a gentleman agreement reached between the Ghana government and their American counterpart. They have not been charged with any terrorism offense, and they are as innocent as you and I. But you see, the problem is the political bickering associated with their movement is what makes a section of Ghanaians think that they are criminals. No, they are not criminals, and their stay here doesn't pose any security threat to anybody in the country. However, in the U.S., there's a law that bars ex-Guantanamo detainees from being resettled or repatriated into America. As a result, the U.S. government reached agreements with several governments all across the world, from Asia to the Middle East to Europe to Africa, on resettling some of these detainees, including Ghana. So for me, it will be very hard for the government to ask them to leave, number one, because they don't pose any threat. Number two, because all the necessary procedures and processes were done to ensure their stay in the country. And so if they want their stay extended, they have to go through the processes again. So for us to, as it were, want to send the people out of the country, I think it would not sound very pleasant to the ears of America. We all know how fruitful our partnership with the Americans are.
You mentioned that we are partners with the U.S. in all fronts. But this is an agreement we had with them within a specific time frame, and the time has elapsed. Are we under any obligation to extend it?
No. So far as I'm concerned, the agreement we reached has a timeline, and it has elapsed. So it is perhaps go back to the negotiation table, speak with our American, speak with the Parliament of Ghana, consult very critical stakeholders in this area, would have a consensus.
Security analyst Adib Sani talking to Felix Kofi.